Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg, and all stores are celebrating with up to 65% off, plus an extra 20 to 30% off the sale price, or no interest till 2020, only at Art Van Furniture, Saturday.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best eggs, a dollar off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Don't miss your chance to catch the Northwestern Wildcats and Big Ten Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets on sale now at usports.com. Bears back at practice today. That's not the main story at Hallis Hall, though, as John Fox gave an update on Jay Cutler's status.
We did try to exhaust all the non-surgical remedies. Jay's a tough guy. He's proven that in the past. They did multiple different types of rehab. It's been a couple weeks now. Now the next alternative is to have surgery. He'll have surgery on Saturday.
Noon kick Sunday when the Bears welcome the San Francisco 49ers. Indiana University has called a press conference for this evening. Word is they're set to fire head coach of their football program, Kevin Wilson, former running back of the Hoosiers. The LeRae Smith tells the Indiana University student newspaper that Wilson forced players to play through several injuries, said that in one instance with him, that he was told by the team he had a bruise on his back. He wound up going to a different doctor and found out that he actually had a blood clot. Keep you updated on that story as more develops. Blackhawks back in action tonight. They host the Devils at 7:30. No Jonathan Toews this evening. Tiger Woods has made his long-awaited return to the PGA today. Started off strong. He struggled a little bit as the round's gone on. He currently sits at 3 under par. J.B. Holmes, your current leader in the Hero World Challenge. Sports Illustrated today names LeBron James Sportsperson of the Year. The scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. And the Chicago Cubs are world champs in 670 The Score. Shaw Media and the Daily Herald are exclusively bringing you a special keepsake to cherish this moment forever. Chicago Cubs world champs will be at your local newsstands. It started on November 10th. They're there now, so you can relive the 2016 season that way. You can also order your copy today at 844-358-CUBS. CBS Radio is a business partner with this magazine's publisher. It's a must-have and a perfect gift for any Cubs fan. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Lady James, opening December 5th in Darien.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Kaepernick has high to his right, takes the snap, looking to throw it, marks one to the near side, and it's pulled in by Torrey Smith with one hand. Touchdown, 49ers.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Greg Gabriel's on Twitter, at Greg Gabe, and he's with us now in the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Well, Greg, we got a lot to talk about to start. First of all, what do you make of the news that, indeed, the initial speculation was correct, and Jay Cutler's torn labrum will necessitate surgery, and they're deciding now, yeah, they're not going to pretend it's day-to-day anymore, and this is probably it for Jay Cutler.
Well, yeah, it probably is, but, you know, we talked about this last week, and I had heard, talking to a guy who was close to the situation, that he was going to try to play through it and play to the end of the season if he could possibly do it. And we also said that, you know, that probably wasn't the smartest move on his part, being that he probably will be somewhere else next year. Labrum surgery takes a while to recover from, and you know, he wants to be up and going for the off-season program and OTAs, and if he waited till the end of the season, that's another, say, 5-6 weeks before he could have surgery, and that could limit his off-season participation.
Greg, how do you think NFL teams view him right now, outside of the actual physical part of it?
You know, I think he's a tough guy to read because he's been so up and down since he's been here in 2009. He's obviously got a lot of talent, but he's his own worst enemy as far as the decision-making that he makes on the field. There's some games when he's absolutely outstanding. He could use that Minnesota game this year as a point of view on that, and then he can use the Tampa game as one of his worst games, and you don't know, you never know what you're going to get from him. I think if he gets with the right coach, and Jay has to have good direction and has to have good coaching around him. I think if he gets with the right coach, right situation where he really believes in what they're trying to do, he can be a decent quarterback in the league. He's going to be playing for somebody next year. If it's not here, it's going to be somewhere else. He might not be making as much money, but he's still going to be making darn good money as compared to a lot of quarterbacks in the league. He probably will take a pay cut, but there's just not enough quarterbacks to go around. Everybody needs one, and they're just, you know, you can't hope that a guy's going to be like a Dak Prescott and come out of the draft and be outstanding. That doesn't happen very often anyway, and so I think you'll see him somewhere else, and he'll be a starter there.
Let's say he didn't want to go to a bad team, start for a bad team, get his brains beat in behind a terrible offensive line. Let's say he wanted to be reunited with someone like Adam Gase, who he obviously had a lot of success with for various different reasons, and he's a backup to Tannehill down there. Is his mere presence too much of a problem because of, even if he assures Tannehill he's not trying to take his job, that he's just there for security, is his mere presence just too much of a problem for a franchise like that at that point for a young quarterback?
I don't think you'd see him do something like that. Number one, you know, he wants to go where he's got an opportunity to be the starter. And if he went to a place with Miami where you got Tannehill, who's obviously a lot younger, and he's really come on this last 4 or 5 weeks under Gase, he's shown that the arrow's going up, that, you know, he'd go there as a backup. He didn't want to be in a situation like that. He wants to be a starter. Jay takes care of himself. He stays in good shape. The problem has been, obviously, the injury bug. You know, since he's been here, he can't get through a season. But, you know, I see him going to a team that obviously has a needed quarterback and where he's got a chance to start and come in and be the starter right away.
I was mentioning before comparing and contrasting this Bears organizational malaise with that of this weekend's opponent in the San Francisco 49ers. And it's another one of these cases where you have family ownership and a guy in Jed York who's been pretty active and involved, perhaps to the organization's detriment, with some personality clashes that have cascaded through multiple levels of the organization. Why are the Niners where they are? How did they get here, and are they going to stay here?
You know, I think you can go back all the way to 2010 to when some of this started. You know, they had one of the McLuhan boys, Scott McLuhan, was the general manager, and he got let go, and for good reason. He had some personal issues that he had to confront and take care of. But then they elevated Trent Baalke to the general manager's role. Personally, I don't think he was ever ready for that role. Trent can be a good evaluator, but he's the type of guy that he has the right answer and nobody else does have the right answer. And so if you disagree with him, excuse me, you know, you're on the outside looking in. It's got to be his way or no way. And because of that, he had problems with Jim Harbaugh when Harbaugh was there as the coach. Harbaugh, I mean, they had a great football team with Harbaugh there as the coach, consistently in the playoff hunt. They got to a Super Bowl with him, and then, one year after the Super Bowl, he's gone, and now he's at Michigan, and we've seen the job that he's done at Michigan, and the 49ers have won 5 football games since he's been gone. So I think a lot of the blame can be the problem that Harbaugh had getting along with Belke. They obviously weren't on the same page, and Belke won the inner fight, so to speak, to keep his job. And I think that's where the big problem was, going back to that Harbaugh situation.
Greg, where are you on college quarterbacks right now?
They haven't changed. In my opinion, the top three are Trubisky, Deshaun Watson at Clemson, and Deshaun Kaiser at Notre Dame. I think all three will go in the first round. That's if, in fact, all three come out. The only one who's announced that he's coming out is Watson, and he did that weeks ago. Kaiser still has 2 more years of eligibility at Notre Dame. Trubisky has another year of eligibility at North Carolina. Problem with him, he's got great physical tools, is that he doesn't, you know, he's only been a 1-year starter, and that can be a problem for a guy making the jump into the National Football League. Kaiser, I think, has got a lot of talent. I think he was hurt. That offense is good as far as what they ask the quarterback to do. It's similar to an NFL offense. He's got to make adjustments at the line of scrimmage. They got a full field offense, NFL type passing offense. It's not one of these half field read type schemes. He can audible at the line of scrimmage, change protections, that type of thing. So from that standpoint, he's been well educated in a pro style passing system. But I think that, you know, the play calling at Notre Dame and Brian Kelly is the head coach, really wanted the Malik Zaire to be the starter. Zaire is that more of a running type quarterback that Kelly wants running his system. He really didn't want Kaiser to be the guy. And then there's an up and comer who redshirted this year by the name of Wimbush, who's out of New Jersey, who's very similar to Malik Zaire. So that's why I think Kaiser's going to be gone and end of the draft, because he just, you know, he's not the guy that Kelly really wants. And I think that hurt his overall play. I think he's going to be one of these guys that once he gets to the NFL, he's going to be a better pro player than he was a college player.
I really like Deshaun Watson's poise. I like the way he's able to slow things down. I know decision-making sometimes is not always perfect for him. How is he health-wise, and how prepared is he, do you think, to step in right away?
Well, you know, I did a lot of tape on him earlier this week for the Pro Football Weekly Draft Guide, and, you know, he plays in one of these half-field offenses. He's usually only going through two reads, both to the same side of the field. He gets the ball out of his hand. He'll force some throws, and he'll have some trouble with some accuracy at times, but he also throws some really accurate and dynamite passes as far as being able to thread the needle. So the talent is there. To me, when you watch him, you see like a bigger version of Russell Wilson. They got him listed as 6'2", 6'3", in the media guide. He's really like 6'1.5", and he's probably 205 pounds, not 215, but he can make plays with his feet. I think there's a lot of upside with him, but there's going to be a learning curve. And if you're asking him to come in and play right away as a rookie, and if you don't have the right supporting cast and the right people coaching him, he's going to struggle. You know, you got to have a situation like Zach Prescott has down in Dallas, and the quarterback Carson Wentz has in Philly, where they got a very strong coaching staff as far as who's working with the quarterback, who's calling the plays, and that can help these young quarterbacks. Whether they have that here, you know, I don't know the answer to that right now.
I don't want to oversimplify any Bears game planning, but for an offensive coordinator in Dowell Loggins, who's been under fire for abandoning the run, this would be a week to not throw the ball at all if you don't have to. And just, you know, looking at some of the numbers, and I know that you have seen enough tape, couldn't they just pretty much hand it off and play this one like it's a game from the 1930s?
Well, if you look at the numbers, they're giving up almost 175 yards a game on the ground. Their defense is really hurting. Same time, their offense doesn't score a lot of points, and they don't really have a number one receiver. Heck, I don't even know if they have a true number two receiver on that team. And what Chip Kelly wants to do and what he is doing are really two different things. But, yeah, I agree with you. But I'll say one thing about Loggins is that, you know, he's obviously had to go through a lot of quarterbacks this year. He's had three different starters during the course of the season, and when the guy who's designated as a starter gets a full week of practice, he ends up playing a lot better than you would anticipate him playing. And you can go back and look at the way Barkley played last week and earlier in the year. And, you know, he sets up the game plan to try to play to their strengths. But I do agree with you. He does abandon the running game. I think, you know, when you got a power back like Jordan Howard, you got to use him, try to get, you know, better than 200 yards overall between all your backs on the ground and control the clock, keep the defense off the field.
Greg, we thank you, as always, for the perspective and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, guys, talk to you later. Thanks.
That is Greg Gabriel. And next up, Scott Miller of Bleacher Report. A little baseball talk coming your way with Bleacher Report's national baseball columnist on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Even when Conor McGregor is not fighting, he is winning. And after his latest dominant appearance with UFC, he wants more. And he just got it. A license to professionally box in the state of California. And look, I get it. It's a license. He can get it for like $60. A medical exam and a four-page document. And even if it is just another stunt, it's just another sign that the king gets it. And I see him working. Oh, you're going to rip my featherweight belt? The one that I earned? No problem. I'll just get a boxing license. Is it legitimate leverage for him? Doubtful. Is it gamesmanship? Absolutely. Is it Conor doing what he does best, promoting himself and his brand and getting the rest of us to look at him and talk about him? Yes, it is. And it's smart. Say what you want about him, but this dude is a shrewd businessman. This guy's on sabbatical and he still has us talking about and looking at him. Look, this fight's not going to happen, but my man is still winning the day, even if he's off for the next several months. I'm Jim Rome.
Line up Saturday at 8 a.m. for Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg. Get a free $100 gift card, free TVs, tablets, and Bluetooth speaker bars with purchase. Win $10,000 cash or a family Disney trip. Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg.
Come out for the Miller Lite's best seat in the house Monday night football party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect, Skokie, and Old Orchard Mall. Starting at 7:30 p.m., come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate Fan Cave prize pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
There is a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market's hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It has never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit the Home Loan Expert.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at oldnavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy super cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
Closeout sale. It's their biggest sale of the year.
If you've been waiting, stop waiting. Don't miss out. This weekend, you can get up to 50% off select floor models. and up to 60% off accessories. It's while supplies last, and you can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and more.
Yeah, they certainly have something for every budget, including some queen sets that start as low as $179.99. Plus, you can sleep happy, Dan, with no interest financing for 5 years.
Reason to experience the all-new custom collection crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. But you got to go in there. This is not something you want to do without actually going in, and you lie down on one, and then you lie down on another one. You say, you know what, I want to go back and see what that one was like, and maybe try that one with this pillow and this one with that pillow. And next thing you know, you have optimized your sleep experience, and there are any number of mattress firms near you, or a mattress professional is just waiting for you to walk in and ask all those questions.
Yep, so you go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you, and you can shop with confidence knowing you're getting the lowest price at Mattress Firm. And while you're there, ask them about their Sleep Happy Guarantee as well, and let the sleep experts find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Tomorrow, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boars and Bernstein Show, starring Dan Bernstein and Matt Abatacola filling in for Terry at Another Round, 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove, starting at 1. Come on out to see the guys do the show live, score Bud Light giveaways, and enter for a chance to win Chicago Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I call Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. Call 800-921-4588, 800-921-4588, 800-921-4588.
It's one Napa know-how.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I do believe that this time it counts has helped us keep the All-Star Game the most competitive All-Star Game in professional sports.
Nope.
That was MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred with Mully and Hanley in October. We played the tape earlier when Rob Manfred joined the Boars and Bernstein Show in May, and we were kind of haranguing him to try to change that cockamamie rule, and they finally did. It really might not be the biggest story that comes out of this collective bargaining agreement negotiation. And we're joined now by Scott Miller, the lead baseball columnist for Bleacher Report, who joins us in the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you on this fine, what are we, still November morning, right? Is it December 1st yet? I'm losing track.
It is December.
It's December, and it's the afternoon, Scott,
yes.
even if you're still in San Diego.
It is the start of meteorological winter, in fact. And so this is, I'm trying to figure this out, too, that coming out of this, there was not any significant fundamental change to the international prospect acquisition system, no international draft. It looks like the rights of some Latin players were effectively stomped on, and those of players coming from Pacific Rim countries were not. Why did they let go of the international draft possibility so easily? Is this one going to be just a multi-year fight?
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, the bottom line is, I think, on this international draft, the players' union, as much as, you know, they're against it. You know, the owners love an international draft, but there are all kinds of issues. Starting with different countries have different rules. So, you know, are the kids from Venezuela subject to the same draft as the kids from Puerto Rico or from Japan or from where? You get into country rules, international rules, and beyond that, with the players' union and the owners so far apart on that, the players, you know, they don't. It's not an issue they're going to go to war over in terms of you know, these are kids that are just coming up into the system. The international players aren't even represented by the players' union yet. But the players' union is, you know, very, very skittish about anything that would, depress salaries. But, you know, they agreed to this basically because they think the players' union thinks, you know, this is better than an international draft. And basically, like I say, none of these guys, the potential players, from, you know, teenagers right now in the Latin American countries and Japan or whatever. From the players union perspective, I mean, a lot of people in the major leagues are making a lot of money. It's not war. This isn't a battle worth going to war for the players union, doesn't it? Because these guys aren't even represented by them yet.
Yeah, they don't really care about those guys at all. I mean, that's really always been the case. I'm surprised, Scott, that they did so much behind the scenes to protect only a very few players. And that's what the qualifying offer and with removing the first round pick and all that, but I guess it's always been that way. You know, it depends who the most powerful agent is.
That's the thing, yes. And the top players get the most protection. You're exactly right, Barry. I always thought, you know, if you take this back to the 1980s and 90s, I mean, I know we're all fatigued from the whole steroid era, but I thought when Don Fehr was running the players' union, it was the same thing. You know, he fought drug testing and steroid testing tooth and nail. He said it was a civil rights issue. So basically, while the players' union stonewalled during the steroid era, the guys like Barry Bonds and all the guys that juiced got all the money. And I thought at the time it was the guys trying to hang on to jobs, you know, like the middle infield, the backup middle infielders that were getting, you know, they also were part of the rank and file of the players' union, but so many of those guys got squeezed out of the game because if they opted to stay clean, well, then, you know, maybe a steroid guy stole their roster spot. And so even going back then, it's always been about the most powerful players, the players that make the most money, protect those guys, and then the thinking is that the average salaries just continue to skyrocket, even for those down below.
And we're still really in the same exact place, because if you talk about penalties for repeater taxes and for going, you know, as much as, 50% over that luxury limit, you're going to get guys in the middle squeezed out again, because they're going to go for the young guys at the bottom of the roster to try to stay under that tax. I guess in that respect, it really hasn't changed at all.
No, it hasn't. And I didn't anticipate any major changes, to be honest with you, Barry, in this go round in negotiations, because, you know, as we all talk about, I mean, baseball's revenues, we don't know for 2016 yet. We know for 2015, they made $9.5 billion in revenues. Everybody assumes this year they went over $10 billion in revenues. So they can talk about some of the disagreements they have, like putting a drag on free agent salaries or international draft or luxury tax. But by and large, there wasn't one issue where both sides agree we need a radical change here. And without that, everybody's making too much money. They're not going to shut the game down. They're, you know, and it's great for the fans. I'd almost say fans in the smaller markets like Cincinnati and, you know, Milwaukee. I know, you know, most markets maybe would prefer more of equitable, you know, like a revenue sharing, more equitable revenue sharing, so that, you know, a team like the Dodgers doesn't spend $200 or $300 million on player payroll, and a team like the Brewers, you know, $80 million. I mean, granted, there are big discrepancies, but I think, by and large, I think the system we've got now certainly beats the system from 25 years ago, when every 2 or 3 or 4 years there was either a strike or a lockout.
What's the significance of what has happened punitively to the Oakland A's in this collective bargaining agreement, where essentially they're going to be phased out of revenue sharing for not adhering to the previous agreement in revenue sharing, that if you got those checks, that you were supposed to put those checks into improving your team? Apparently, both players and owners believe that the Oakland A's didn't. And what sort of precedent does this set when you get both sides of this often contentious negotiating table agreeing to censure one franchise?
Yeah, I think you're right. When you get both sides agreeing, I think it's pretty much a you are guilty as charged. There's not much room to argue. You know, we've seen it before. I mean, the players' union came down on the Miami Marlins a few years ago. Remember that? For, you know, they were not putting revenue sharing money back into the team. But, you know, the Marlins have always been kind of a cyclical franchise. They'll have their times where they cut to bare bones, and then 2 years later they ramp up for another run at the crown. Whereas, you know, the A's the last few years, I don't understand, and I know many people don't, you know, what they've been trying to accomplish. I mean, when they broke up that team a few years ago and traded Yonis Cespedes, when they had the best record in the game, and then also, you know, July trade deadline, they gambled and they traded Cespedes. It's been a downhill toboggan run since then. I mean, Josh Donaldson, they trade him for Brett Lowry. I mean, Donaldson is one of the best players in the game. It wasn't like he was near his year. They traded him like 3 years in advance of that. And so many Oakland moves leave you scratching your head. And I also thought it was telling, you know, it's one of those things that maybe slipped under some people's radar, but it was only about a month ago, you know, the A's quietly, their principal owner, controlling owner, Lou Wolf, stepped aside to me. Reorganize the top structure of their team. You know, I think under Lou Wolf that some of the stuff went on that, you know, hey, we're just going to pocket the revenue sharing money. And it also should be remind that, you know, Lou Wolf became the owner of the Oakland A's several years ago. It was Bud Selig's idea. They were old fraternity brothers. I'm not making this up. This is serious. They both attended the University of Wisconsin at the same time. They were in the same fraternity. They were fraternity brothers. And then, you know, several decades later, when the A's were in some financial straits and baseball was trying to decide, hey, they can't get a new stadium, their, you know, old owner wants out, you know, Selig reached out to Wolf and said, you know, suggested he buy the team. And next thing you know, Wolf was in charge of the A's. And, you know, he's the guy that just stepped aside, you know, last month. In November, and they restructured. So it's a mess in Oakland right now, and I think you know, they're either going to have to get a new stadium here with pronto, or baseball's going to have to look at moving them.
Scott, real quick before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, you had these extraordinary labor lawyers, some of the best of all time, and Marvin Miller, Don Fehr, and then Michael Weiner, and now you go to Tony Clark, who's going through this for the first time. How do you think he did?
You know, I think he did okay. I mean, you could probably always say, you know, he did better, but You know, I mean, he protected basically the rights of the players. I don't see, and I should also say we're just digesting, you know, this thing is, you know, we don't even know complete details yet of the new CBA. Just happened last night. So we're still kind of getting things in drips and drabs and examining, and we don't have the complete context yet. But, you know, from what I can see, I mean, I think Tony Clark did just fine. I can't see any areas where, you know, the players all of a sudden lost a bunch of power or a bunch of leverage.
We appreciate it, Scott. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to jump on with us.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
We will. Scott Miller of Bleacher Report. And then we'll do the second half soon.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Don't miss your chance to catch the Northwestern Wildcats in Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets on sale now at usports.com. Bears back at practice today as they continue to prepare for the one-win San Francisco 49ers. News of the day, however, comes from John Fox as he gave a status update on Jay Cutler.
We did try to exhaust all the non-surgical remedies. Jay's a tough guy, has proven that being the past. They did multiple different types of rehab. You know, it's been a couple weeks now. Now the next alternative is to have surgery. He'll have surgery on Saturday.
Cutler's season officially over, very possibly so. Also his Bears career, noon kick Sunday when the Bears welcome the San Francisco 49ers to Soldier Field. NFL tonight, it's the Cowboys traveling to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Catch that game right here on The Score. Coverage starts 7 p.m. Today in the NFL, Rob Gronkowski said to have a herniated disc. He's going to have surgery on that and is expected to be out at least 2 months. College football. Indiana has fired head coach Kevin Wilson. Reports for doing so point to player mistreatment. Press conference at 5 o'clock this evening at IU. That's going to address more information on that. Blackhawks back in action tonight. They host the Devils at 7:30. No Jonathan Toews for the Hawks tonight. Tiger Woods made his long-awaited return to the PGA Tour today. Started off great, was 4 under par through 8 holes. He finishes up today, however, at 1 over par. Good for 17th of 18 participants in the Hero World Challenge. The Chicago Steel take the ice this season at Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at $10. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for tickets. I'm Nick Chapkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
We come out in the second half and it's bombs away.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
First half of the show featured a little bit of talk about that god-awful Bulls game last night. That just right a day after, I said the Bulls would be fine if they just win all of the should-win games. And if that is not the worst loss of the season, if there is another one coming that looks like that, that smells like that, that makes my television want to turn off, that gives me gastrointestinal problems and all sorts
makes
of other
your
issues.
Eyes bleed.
Oh, it's just, I mean, it's that was really, really bad. If there's another one worse than that, this year could turn south fast, because that was that's as bad as a good NBA team can play, as badly as they can play. We also talked plenty of football. Jay Cutler deciding for labrum surgery, done for the year. Greg Gabriel joined us, as did Dan Pompey. And Scott Miller also following this breaking news out of Bloomington, Indiana, that their head coach has been Tim Beckman, except without being really stupid. It appears he's a good coach who also has been abusing his players on multiple occasions. Yeah.
So you mentioned that miserable Bulls game last night. And as usual, Dwayne Wade, very professional after the game, basically saying the Bulls were terrible. They were out-rebounded, out-shot, out-played, out-defended, really everything last night. But Jimmy Butler, maybe for the first time this year, was not quite as professional, responding to a question from our own Cody Westerlund last night, said this post-game when asked about whether the double teams had affected him.
Did you see more double teams than usual? Did you feel that? Or no?
What?
More double teams from the Lakers than other teams have been double teaming you?
Did you see that?
I thought they double teamed a decent amount, but I just didn't know your
thought. I thought they did too. Good question.
But
the hell?
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, obviously aggravated by how he shot last night, how the Bulls played.
Was he 4 of 18?
Something like that. And showing that there's still some Jimmy Butler in Jimmy Butler, no matter how much Dwayne Wade tries to change him.
See, I'll tell you also what's going on there. What I love about it, that means Cody Westerlund is doing his job. Because you don't get, as a beat guy, and Cody's like every game, and he's got a good Bulls podcast, you don't get a response like that just from one question like that. That means he's hit a nerve more than once. Once a player does something, well, what did you see? What did you see? And then it sort of tries to test you, tries to challenge you on stuff, to, you know, show me what you know. What did you? Once you get that, that means that when he sees you coming, he knows he's not just going to get softballs, and that's a really good sign for a beat guy.
It's not like it was a really difficult question to answer, though.
No, and it wasn't. His hackles are up because Cody asked it, and that's good. I'm telling you, that's a... Well, what did you see, Burnsy? Believe me. Well, if I want to bring pressure, who should I send? Linebackers? Yes, or safeties. Well, yeah, but we couldn't. Now, Jimmy Butler had a stretch of terrific games, and we immediately saw, we were sort of making fun of Casey Johnson when he was with us, because immediately it's like, Jimmy Butler, MVP candidate, right? I don't know the way he's playing, MVP candidate, because apparently people don't have a television where Russell Westbrook's games are available. So the odds are out, the most recent odds from Bovada, as far as the current line that you can get on whether or not somebody could be MVP. So I ask you, how many names will I get to? Because Russell Westbrook is 8-5 right now. How many names between...
averaging a triple-double.
How many names between Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler? And we'll measure the level of sort of in-town stupid here. What do you think? This is an actual betting market right now. How many names?
So someone who would actually put their money on this, I would say there are 12 names between the top and Jimmy Butler.
There are 15, and somebody typed in 15 into the screen.
That was me.
That was
me.
That was you. I don't know if you got the same email that I got from these guys, but here
that was my guess.
Oh, you nailed it. Dead on. Russell Westbrook at 8-5. Then James Harden, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, DeMar DeRozan, Kyrie Irving, Giannis Antetokounmpo, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George, Isaiah Thomas, and then Jimmy Butler.
I like the first five names a lot, but you say Curry is still ahead of Durant.
They're even at 12-1.
Okay.
They're even. Jimmy Butler is actually tied with Karl Anthony Towns at 75-1.
So, you know that I've been at war with the USGA. It's really, I don't know if I'd call
forever.
I don't know if I'd call it a war, but I, of course, am boycotting them. Will not give them my $10 this year.
For your U.S. Open hat.
For the free hat. I won't do it. I encourage others also not to do it. And I've been sending them emails. Every time they send me an email
why are you bothering with
because
this?
It's my own little fight that I will continue to fight. And so every time they send me an email, I send them an email back saying, no, you'll never get my money again. I hate you all. Stop sending me emails. So the first 20 or 30 times, I got no response at all. And then finally, last week, or maybe it was over. Yeah, it's I think it was Saturday or Sunday. I got an email back from someone saying, oh, we're sorry that we've been annoying you. What is your big problem? Right. So I sent them back a very long note.
Oh, God. Why?
With every single reason why I hate them, starting with what they did to Dustin Johnson this year. Mm-hmm. And I've not gotten a response to that yet. But I'm
whoever actually asked is very sorry they asked. That's all I know.
It was about 800 words on all the things that they've done wrong.
Your airing of grievances is what it was.
But I'm not sure that I'm really having any effect. But for anyone who is going to get that for their brother or son or dad or grandfather, don't send them your $10. Boycott. the USGA, please.
I initially saw this at the Daily Beast, and it was just picked up by Deadspin. A former lineman for the Chicago Bears who became a prison guard is facing 9 felony charges in Kane County for his role in a scheme to encourage violence amongst inmates at a juvenile correctional facility.
What, was he organizing fights?
As a method of self-policing. You remember the name Johan Asiata?
No.
You cover the Bears.
Yes.
I remembered this name. Johan Asiata.
Is there some reason I should remember him?
He spent time on the Bears practice squad, played in 2 games in 2010, before brief stints in the CFL and the Arena Football League. He's accused of intentionally failing to report the commission of a battery as required by law, allowing juvenile residents to roughhouse and horseplay, striking victims about the body, and bringing contraband onto the youth center property, among other things. Charged along with believed ringleader Michael Klimek and co-conspirators Andre McFarland and Elliot Short, Klimek faces 76 felony charges. Altogether, they outline a harrowing portrait of violence against and incited among juvenile inmates. Klimek is accused of assaulting inmates and committing the offense of mob action, creating false social strata to turn some inmates into violent disciplinarians of their fellow inmates.
Wow.
That's at a Kane County juvie facility.
Well, now he's going to be able to organize fights from the inside.
And have other people organize them for him.
You remember the Olympic golf course that cost that cost $19 million, property that was essentially stolen by a corrupt government from other people?
And if this is a story from Brazil, as I would understand it, it's now overrun with giant poisonous snakes.
It's about to be.
Okay.
It's about to be. It's, of course, bankrupt. It gets maybe 20 people playing a day. There still is no clubhouse. There's still no really any amenities of any kind there. And it will soon be out of business, and essentially $19 million of the local folks' money spent for absolutely nothing. Does that come as a shock to you?
No. That's the second half. Let me ask you what you think. 312-644-6767. We're looking forward to have Zach Miller join us. He had his foot reattached, so that's good. We'll ask him how he's doing. So he had one foot reattached, he got better, and now he has his other foot put all back together.
It was off completely.
No, it's the Lisfranc injury. And if you look that up, it's really scary what that is, because there's a whole bunch of tissue in the middle of the foot that essentially kind of breaks apart.
It's really painful. That's what I know about it.
A bunch of bones pull apart, and there's a ligament tear involved. And it was the Lisfranc ligament was actually named because of the French doctor that learned how to cut through that part of the foot to amputate gangrene.
Her name was Liz, right?
That's like your friend Barb Dwyer. So we get back to DeKalb. We are in DeKalb, actually. That's why that came up. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour from Hometown Sports Bar. We've got plenty of Bud Light for you, so you should raise one to right now. Come join us. You might win Bulls tickets. We have WSCR The Score.
That's just a great second half.
Breaking Bears news. Jay Cutler is out for the season. All the details, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Line up Saturday at 8 a.m. for Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg. Get a free $100 gift card, free TVs, tablets, and Bluetooth speaker bars with purchase. Win $10,000 cash or a family Disney trip. Art Van Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg.
More than that. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to you for listening to this show. That's what I do for you. This is what you're going to get for $49.99 in the family gift pack. You're going to go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code DANB in the search bar. No spaces, just D-A-N-B. And then you get 77% off. This is the package. Every one of these things. Ready? 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and then they'll throw in 4 additional kielbasas for free. every single bit of that is yours for $49.99, 77% savings. But again, you have to go to omahasteaks.com, and right there on the main page, right in that search bar, enter D-A-N-B, and then the family gift pack pops right up. You add it to your cart, and then you've got it, the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at OldNavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy super cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here comes Drago to get the ball. They find Butler. He raises for three. And that ball out of bounds. It hit the end line. The Bulls tried to save it.
Jimmy got a good look at it, just came up short.
Let it go like I did the other one. Came up short. Once again, I guarantee you that won't be the last time I take a shot like that. Hopefully it'll be the last time I miss one, but I doubt it. I'll probably miss another one, but I'm fine with taking it.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, but just don't airball it next time. It was a really well-designed play. Really clever play. Everything was just right.
Except for the shot itself.
The airball. Yeah. Right. Other than that, at the end, he tried. He was unhappy. Everybody was unhappy. They should be unhappy because they just sucked eggs last night.
Oh, is that awful?
But the Bulls bench is really an issue.
Well, they don't have one. That's the problem.
They shouldn't be allowed to sit down. Like
Make them stand for the whole game?
Nod to literally not having a bench. They should have to stand or sit on the floor or something. You know, I saw this today. This is apropos of nothing, but I did not know that it was wild goose hunting season. And our dear friend Dale Bowman.
So it is legal to kill geese.
Exactly.
This you always told me it was illegal.
Well, usually it is, but I guess this time of year, and we've talked about this before, that you and I were going to start killing them.
We have a plan.
We're going to kill them on the golf courses, yeah. And then I was going to cook them, and then we were going to deliver them to people.
And I can kill them really in any way that I want. Two iron, which is of no value to me anymore at all. Run them over with a golf cart.
Anything you want.
Any way.
Both. You could just drive the golf cart and smash them with a 2-iron from the golf cart.
And then as long as we were going to feed them to the homeless then.
So I guess, and this is absolutely true, because we had been joking about that.
I was not joking at all about killing geese.
And feeding them to people. I don't know if we feed them to the homeless necessarily. We could probably make some money off of it. But
This story from Dale Bowman's really cool because he went hunting. They killed the geese, and apparently he chose. Well, they took him to the shed to field dress him to get the goose breast off of there. And Dale, he's the outdoors columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. If you're just joining us and don't know, for a longtime friend of the show. He says he reached into the carcass of each bird and pulled out the heart, brought home the fresh goose hearts, and then sauteed them, made a pasta out of them with mushrooms and onion and tortellini, grated Romano cheese, and parsley from his own garden. That sounds absolutely to die for. That sounds so spectacular. A little bit of olive oil. I don't know really what else you need in life than a pasta like that. See, a lot of people don't
fried
know.
Cheese is just one thing that comes to mind.
You're an idiot. Well, people don't realize that Dale Bowman also can rip the heart out of a living human being. That he has
and cook those as well and add them to your pasta.
He just eats it raw. I've seen him do it. If you get on his back.
Movie reference.
Not necessarily.
It's like right out of The Revenant.
It's not necessarily. Or
Dances with Wolves.
If I know Chris.
Movie reference.
He's making reference to the priest Mola Ram in.
Yeah.
See, that Mola Ram would be the villain from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
That was based on. Was it the Aztecs? Because I believe that Dale Bowman, a lot of people don't know, descended from a direct line of Aztec priests. That he does have. He also has.
I want to say the Mayans, maybe.
Was it the Mayans or the Mimes? I'm trapped in a box. Now I'm ripping your heart out. I'm walking against the wind. Now I'm pulling out your heart. No, it was. And out comes his heart. And Dale can do that. It's not just dead geese. If he's in a bad mood, he can walk up and it's like the 5-point exploding heart technique. And out it comes and he's making a pasta sauce.
That's not someone you want to cross, I guess.
Oh, never. Never.
Like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. Just rip your face right off. Tear your heart out.
Now you're pandering.
Yes, I am. But I got nothing, Tanny.
Because he knows you're pandering.
Movie reference?
Sorry, I was looking up the Aztecs versus the Mayans. Which one to rip the heart out?
Is it like Alien versus Predator? Aztecs, Mayans. Someone's
on Thursday Night Football.
You know what? It would be better. That would definitely be better.
Improve the ratings for sure.
Thursday Night Football. The winner takes on the Inca. Next. 312-644-6767. This is the Boers and Bernstein show. And wait, the 847 says, Bernstein, you said you'd feed them to the homeless. I said, probably make a lot of money. No. I said we wouldn't. I thought the initial business plan was not to feed them to the homeless. It was to make money off of it, right?
No, we determined that we could get away with it because we were feeding them to the homeless. I don't think we had a business model.
Oh. Well, we should have. I know
I just want them off the golf course, and I want them all dead. Yeah, I don't care what we do with them after
that. You know what
happened
the other day? I was driving to work, and I was on Stockton Avenue that goes sort of parallel to Lakeshore Drive, mm-hmm. in between Diversey and Fullerton.
Oh, I can only imagine what they were doing to Maravich.
Okay, so, no, we're stopped, and I'm thinking, usually somebody parking in front of the Notabart Museum. There's a bus there, or somebody's parallel parking.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't say the traffic was stopped to allow geese to cross the road.
Endless line of not walking with any purpose, just meandering. It was worse than somebody with strollers or old people. They'd stand in the middle, and another one would look behind, and then they'd look around, and then
stupid.
And they're pooping all over the place, and they're just. And I counted. It was like a freight train where you just start. You tell the kids, "Hey, let's see how many cars there are. Guess how many geese." I was there for 11 minutes.
Oh, my God.
83. 83.
No, 29 geese.
And nobody ran them over.
Nobody ran them over.
I see that as an opportunity.
See, I couldn't have done it. It's illegal, I think, to do that.
Well, what if it's an accident?
Here's a good idea. Have a point.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Now, the point was, would you actually have run them over?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
You really would?
Yes.
See, I couldn't do that.
Oh, I hate them. Oh, they're such disgusting creatures.
In your car, right there in the middle of the city of Chicago, you would have, the grill of your car would have taken out four or five of them. You would have done. You really say you would have done it?
Officer, it was an accident. I never saw them.
I wasn't watching because I was drunk.
You're right. I'm way too drunk.
I was drunk and I was on my phone texting.
And I have this dead hooker in the front. So, you know, I'm busy. Okay. I don't think you would. I think you're lying.
No, I would. I hate them. I really hate them. That's six less geese to tear up a tea box because they're hungry.
And you were screaming. We were at Seven Bridges. Look at them! Look.
They were destroying the tea box.
They were.
All right,
they
so you would kill geese, but would you go to break on time or no? Or would you go to break late? You guys have a clock out there or no?
No, there's no clock.
No clock?
Miska,
okay.
Miska left right. the clock.
Yeah, Miska said we don't deserve a clock.
Okay, cool.
I don't see a clock anywhere.
Yeah, awesome.
No, I don't even know what one is.
Yep.
Boars and Bernstein.
School's out. As kids, we love to hear those words. But as parents, we feel secure knowing our children are in school and out of trouble. But did you know that school-aged children spend over 70% of their waking hours out of school?